We're listening now to music played by Mstislav Rostropovich, the cellist who has died at the age of 80. His death was announced today in Moscow. Slava, as he was known, was a performer, a conductor, a teacher, and a mentor. He inspired many musicians, including NPR's classical music commentator Miles Hoffman, who's on the line and who played with him, played under his direction for 7 years. Miles, what was he like?
Oh, Steve, what was he like? Whenever people used to ask me what was Slava like, I used to say, well, some people are a little bit of everything. Slava is a lot of everything, and I think that's the best way to describe him. He was very changeable, but he was enormous. He was an enormous personality. He was just a fabulous personality in every direction.
We've got a short piece of tape from Rostropovich where you get a sense of his enthusiasm. He was asked about conducting and his approach to a piece of music.
I first make fire in my heart, in my body, because before I make a beat, I imagine the sound before I make a beat.
Making fire in his heart. How did he then pass on that fire to you as a musician?
Oh, it was inevitable. It was natural. It just came from him. There was no way for you not to catch that fire. And it's great to hear his voice, Steve. You know, Slava had an inimitable accent, although it was very imitable. I used to imitate it all the time. And the funny thing about this man was that he was, you hear from his English that it was a heavily accented, almost broken English, but it was, he managed to be eloquent in about three different broken languages. Just extraordinary that way. And, you know, he's a funny guy, Slava, because he was physically very awkward. And he himself used to say, you know, I real ugly guy. But his hands were the most beautiful hands I've ever seen. They were long, they were wide, they were gorgeous. They were something that a painter might have painted. And anything that had to do with his hands was gorgeous, whether it was his cello playing or his piano playing. You know, he was a fabulous pianist. He used to accompany his wife, Galina Vyshnevskaya, in her recitals. He would play piano. He would play the entire recital by memory. He had an extraordinary musical mind. So he was just, and he was an amazing teacher, too. He used to give master classes, private master classes, for the members of the National Symphony. And those master classes left, I think, an indelible impression on everybody who participated. Certainly they did on me, and I still tell the stories that Slava told in those master classes. I use everything I ever heard him say, I use in my own teaching, not to mention in my own playing whenever I can.
Miles, good to talk with you.
Yeah, thank you, Steve.
NPR music commentator Miles Hoffman. He mentioned that Rostropovich was eloquent in about three different languages. He was also eloquent politically. He protested against the government of his native Soviet Union. He was in voluntary exile from that country for many years, but was able to return after the fall of the Soviet Union. Recently celebrated his 80th birthday. Let's leave you with some of his music.